Shalom to all. Today's daf is Yerushalayim Ma'aser Sheni Daf Lamed Tes. So we are starting about the second line with the words of Ze'era, and the Vilna's daf is about 2/3 of the way through Chav Gimel Amud Beis. And today's daf is sponsored by Lili Nishmas Marsh Merim Sar Baser Yaakov Maisha. Her neshama should have an aliyah. Now Rav Mishnah had stated that one is not allowed to do ha'arama with Pidyon Ma'aser Sheni involving his Eved Kenani. And we had asked for Mishnah Bal Mitzi, which seemed not to be like that, and gave an answer. But now the Gemara flips it around. Rav Ze'era Shamalam and Hacha. Rav Ze'era learns from the following Mishnah that of course one is not allowed to do this ha'arama with his Eved Ivri because an Eved Ivri can't be kind to something without his master. It's obvious. What do we see in this Mishnah? This has to do with being kind of shitufu muvais. This is where a person puts down a barrel of wine for all the people that live in this mavoi, and he's mezakeh to everyone through somebody else, which means he has another person make a kinyan in this wine, and when that kinyan is made, it's for everybody in the mavoi, and it's a valid eruv. So the Mishnah tells us, avol ein mezakeh, he's not to be mezakeh it, v'leyadei b'noi b'tu ektanim, v'leyadei avdei v'shivchase aknanim. So we see very clearly that he's not to be mezakeh through his eved kenani, b'bnei shiyadon kiyadoi, because these people, their hand is considered like his hand. Now, Lassad Amar, doesn't this tell us very clearly that an Eved is not able to be Zaycha in something from his master for somebody else? And we would say the same by Maaser Sheni. He can't be Mazak in money or Maaser Sheni to his Eved in order to do Harama. However, the Gemara says not a Raya. Tiftik Rav Meir, we can say that Mishnah is like Rav Meir. Rav Meir, Ovid Yado Eved, Kiad Rabbi. Rav Meir holds that Yado Eved is Kiad Rabbi. This has to do with Machlaikas Acham and Rav Meir regarding Zachiyah of an Eved. Rav Meir holds and Kenyan Le'Eved Beloy Rabbi. One is not able to gift something to somebody else's Eved, even with an express stipulation, Shein L'Rabbi Rishus Bay, that his master doesn't have any Rishus in it, whereas the Chachamim do allow it. So this Mishnah could be Rav Meir, but in Shitas Chachamim, we could say that technically an Eved is able to be Zeichin something without his master having any Rishus in it. However, we say they can't be, because Vatani Ishtai, this Mishnah says that he could be Mazak the Erov through his wife, and Rav Meir Sover Yado Isha Kiad Baila. Rav Meir holds that Yad Isha is like Yad Baila, and so that means the Mishnah can't be Rav Meir, because the Mishnah says very clearly that he could be Mazak through his wife, but according to Rav Meir, he would not be allowed to be Mazak through his wife. However, once again, we say that's no Raya, because of Chananya says B'Shem Rav Pinchas Tifter, we could explain as follows: Kadein Tanoya, like the following brayso. The Tani, we have a brayso that tells us Ishtai Einu Paidle Ma'aser Sheni, that this Tana in Shitas Rav Meir holds that a man's wife is not allowed to be Paidle Ma'aser Sheni for him, meaning he can't do this harama with his wife. Whereas Rav Shimon Elazar and Rav Meir, Rav Shimon Elazar says the name Rav Meir, so we have Machlekes in Shitas Rav Meir Ishtai Paidle Ma'aser Sheni. His wife could be Paidle his Ma'aser Sheni for him, which means that his wife does have Schia without him. And Vadein Tanya Rav Meir Avad Yad HaEved Kiad Rabbi. And so in this mission that we quoted previously, it could still be Rav Meir, who holds, according to Rav Shimon Elazar, that Yado Eved is Kiad Rabbi, but Yado Isha is not Kiad Baila. And therefore, Rav Ze'era does not have a conclusive proof from this Mishnah in Erevin that Yad Eved Kiad Rabbi, because again, the mission could be Shitas Rav Meir, whereas according to Rabbanon, it is possible that Eved does have Zchiyah without his master. Now we go on to the next part of the Mishnah where we had said, Hoy Ayim Begayrin V'chulu. This is the second option of how a person could do Haram with his Ma'aser Sheni. Remember, the first one is where he gives money to his friend, and he says, okay, friend, now that you have the money, be paida my Ma'aser Sheni. And obviously, he's assuming that his friend, after he does the pidyon, is going to give him back the money. The second thing was if he's in his gairin and he doesn't have money, so he could just give the produce to his friend, and then he's paida the produce on money that he has in his house. Something more gives us a little bit of the history. Bar Shain originally, Hayu Isin came to Mais. They used to do this with the money, meaning he used to give money to his friend, as we had said. But then, Hayu Naitlan Isin Ubarchin, the friend would take the money and run away and keep it for himself, and he wouldn't be paida the guy's Ma'aser Sheni. That's not exactly a trustworthy friend. So his skin knew they were matakin, that how were we able to do this harama? She would ice with pay rice. They would do it with pay rice. Instead of giving money to his friend, he would give him pay rice. And afal pikin, even so, hayu neitlan son va'eichlan son. They would take this produce and they'd eat it themselves. Skinu shehem mezakalai echad masar lekarka. They were then later matakin that all he does is mezake 1/10 of his property to his friend, and that 1/10 is obviously the ma'aser sheni, but it's not one specific area, so his friend's not able to take anything and run, and that way he's able to do the harama. Now we have a story about this. Rabbi Noya bar Sisi saw lekaber Rabbi Yaina. Rabbi Noya bar Sisi went to Rabbi Yaina and Amar Lei, Rav Noya asked Rabbi Yoina, Ifrik l'cha ba'adah sila, be paida for yourself with this sela, which means he gave Rabbi Yoina sela, and he told him, be paida my Ma'aser Sheni for me, so that I don't have to add on a fifth. So Amar Rabbi Yoina asked him, Iba menas nasa, if I want to run away with it, meaning if I want to keep the sela for myself, could I do so? And Rav Noya answered the affirmative, yes, it's your sela, I just gave it to you, and if you keep it, that's yours, I can't do anything about it. And once he heard this, he was paida the Ma'aser Sheni, and chazer nastamine, he went and took it back from him, which means Rabbi Yoina said, here, take your sela back, which is really the way this harama is supposed to work. And Lamatas Amabez on top, Amar Rabbi Yonah clarified, Gajar's Daite, I evaluated him, the Ilu Nasta, that if I would have run away, if I would have taken the money, Loihava Amrli Klom, he wouldn't have said anything to me. Lefum Kane, because of that, Yavas Yasalei, I gave it back to him because I realized that he really was gifting me this money. He wasn't just trying to do this trick. Obviously, he was trying to do this harama, but he truly, genuinely wanted to give me the money so that we could do the harama properly, and that's why I gave it back to him. And now moving on to Halacha Dalid. Let's just clarify something before we begin the Mishnah. We've already learned that one one is not allowed to sell Maaser Sheni. And it's important to define what selling is. This means that Reuven gives his Maaser Sheni to Shimon in exchange for money. The money remains Chulin and the Maaser Sheni remains Kadosh. So now it's the buyer's, Shimon's, responsibility to bring it up to Yerushalayim. And this is the Mecher, which is Aser, because it's a Bizayon. Reuven's trying to get rid of his Maaser Sheni. However, one is allowed to sell it in a way that's really just like a Pidyon, which means Reuven gives his Maaser Sheni to Shimon, and when Shimon pays him, the Kiddush of the Maaser Sheni is transferred onto the money. So Shimon now has regular pay rise, and Reuven still has his Maaser Sheni, just now in money form, and that he brings up to Yerushalayim. As the Mishnah discusses this, Mashach Mimenu Maaser Besela, Shimon was Moshech, a seller's worth of Maaser from Reuven, meaning he bought it, but V'loi Hispik Levdaisa, he didn't have a chance to redeem it, meaning he didn't have a chance to pay for it yet, Acha'onu Bishtayim, until it went up in value to 2. It doubled to be worth 2 Sela, and so now that means that the Maaser Sheni has to be Nifta at the value of 2 Slaim. What does Shimon have to do? Nice and Loi Sela, he has to pay Reuven a Sela, because when he was Moshech the pay rise, that's what they were worth, so he only has to pay that 1 Sela. However, Mistaker B'Sela, he gains a Sela, Maaser Sheni Shiloi, and the Maaser Sheni is his. What does that mean, he gains a Sela? Well, now that the Maaser Sheni is worth 2, so Shimon has to be Paida, that extra Sela of Maaser Sheni, but he gets to keep it, he doesn't have to give it to Reuven, because again, when he was Moshech from Reuven, it was only worth a Sela. What about the other way around? Moshech Omenu Maaser B'Shtayim, let's say when Shimon was Moshech his Maaser Sheni, it was worth 2, V'lohizbek Levdaisa Ad Sha'omer B'Sela, he didn't have a chance to redeem it, which again means pay for it, and by that time, the price dropped to half of its value to Sela. He gives him a Sela of Chulin, which means he has to pay for it, and that extra Sela of Maaser Sheni belongs to him, meaning it belongs to Reuven, the seller, because when Reuven sold it, it was worth 2. So he gets to keep that extra value of Maaser Sheni, even though Shimon the buyer is only left with 1 Sela's worth of produce and not 2. And if the seller was an Ama Aretz, that's the proper Girsa, he could give him from Demai, which means if the seller is an Ama Aretz and he's selling Maaser Sheni of Demai, so we can do this transfer because anyway, everything's a Suffolk. However, the Ama Aretz is selling Vada Maaser Sheni, so the buyer has to be careful that the transfer doesn't happen because we wouldn't trust an Ama Aretz to take care of Maaser Sheni properly. And actually, in this case, the buyer would end up with the Maaser Sheni and the seller, the Ama Aretz, would end up with Chulin. And now to another discussion. Hapai the Maaser Sheni, v'loi kara shem. A person did a pidyon on Maaser Sheni and he wasn't kara shem, which means he didn't express clearly this is the pidyon of that. He just went through the motions, money and Maaser Sheni, but he didn't actually say this is a pidyon. So Rabbi Yossi Omer Dai, Rabbi Yossi says no problem, it's enough, it's sufficient. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says Tzarech Lafarish, that no, he has to express clearly that he's being paid as Maaser Sheni. Similarly, he's speaking to a woman about her get or her kiddushin, which means he's either speaking to his wife about divorcing her, or he's speaking to a woman whom he wants to be his wife, and he's talking about being mekadesh her. And then nasan lo gita ukdusheha, that's a proper girsa. He then gives her her get, or he gives her money for kiddushin, v'lepirish, and he didn't say what it is. He either handed her a piece of paper, or he handed her money, and he didn't say what it's for. Rabbi Yossi Omer Dai, Rabbi Yossi says that's sufficient because obvious that this is either her get or her kiddushin. That's what they were talking about. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says tzarech lafarish. Then no, he has to be mefarish. This is your get. This is your kiddushin, and if not, it's not valid. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with the Gemara explaining the Mishnah. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.